Right now, it is time for Real News, the time where we get together with Brian Ross and we take a look at stories that we're following throughout the country and the world. And it's a busy time. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. It certainly is a busy time. A lot going on everywhere.
Yeah, it really is. You know, you look at the mayhem that we have going on in Washington, D.C. with our government, but how about in good old England? Three government staff parties are now being investigated. Tory MPs are threatening really to back out over new restrictions. I mean, it's quite a mess in both those heads of governments.
It really is. And all of this, as we've got a new variant, which was described as sort of the Frankenstein monster, it tanked the stock market, set off a panic around the world. And now we're learning that early information probably was pretty far off, that it's much less severe than thought, and that maybe even a fourth dose of a Pfizer is going to bring it under control. So there is a glimmer of some good news I'm happy to report on this morning.
That is good news. And also on the other front, which we can just remind people that pill has come up, that when people do get COVID, this pill really helps speed up the recovery. You know, on all fronts, just about, the news on COVID is good. The only thing we don't know and only guess at are the long-term effects of it. But that's something that we'll find out over the next couple of years, probably.
Right. You know, we are so impatient to get the news, and understandably, really. I don't blame reporters for early on reporting on the story what's known. I am questioning those who sort of find that for a commercial and financial advantage, they can hype it and make it scary. People tune into that, of course, but that's not the fact. And, you know, some calm reflection here on what's actually happening would be helpful, not only with the Omicron variant, but what's going on with the economy, what's happening elsewhere.
Big story internationally, and sooner or later is going to affect the markets everywhere, and that's, once again, Evergrande, the Chinese property developer, has now officially defaulted on its debt, and that will have a ripple effect around the world.
It certainly will. The boom and bust from the Chinese government, you know, they crack down when they want to, and you know, the ripples are everywhere. You know, as you know, there's so much Chinese money everywhere in the world, and everyone invests on it, counts on it. You know, both China and Russia for the U.S., you know, remain real challenges for the Biden administration. You know, the president had a two-hour summit by Zoom, we're all Zooming now, with Vladimir Putin, and we'll see the results of that. It is an important test for the president, you know, as China sort of rattles the sabers over whether they'll try to take over Taiwan, and Russia with some 200,000 troops on the border of Ukraine. They both think those countries sort of belong to them, and we don't.
What's interesting about that, I was talking about this with my brother, if you look back in other times, World War II and before that, you know, you take a look at Russia and China, both at the same time, rattling their sabers over, like you say, Taiwan and the Ukraine. The United States, of course, has a pact with Taiwan that it will defend it, and also we have an interest in Ukraine. It puts a tremendous amount of pressure on the United States because there's only so many troops that we have to go around, and there's only so much one can do.
Right, and not on the table, from what I was able to learn, is the prospect of putting U.S. troops into Ukraine as a kind of a tripwire. In other words, Russia would hesitate to go in there if there were U.S. troops. The counterbalance of that is Russia would see that as a huge provocation. And, you know, not to take the Russian Putin side of this, because obviously he's trying to impinge on a freely elected democratic country. But, you know, if Russia was making advances into Mexico, we can call back to the 1980s when the Reagan administration was all upset about communist Russian advances, Soviet advances to the south of our border. So we can have to understand what they're concerned about, even though it seems to be hyped and they're looking for a provocation. You know, Putin, his goal is to rebuild the old Soviet Union, it seems.
And step by step, and it was a slow, it was evolving slowly at first, but now with Putin firmly in control, like the old days, step by step, it gets quicker and quicker and quicker.
You know, it's easy if you're a dictator like Xi in China or Putin in Russia, it's much easier to pull things off than in a democracy like ours. As fragile as may be, it still is. It works, but it's it takes a while to get everybody to agree.
It's an interesting time across the world, and it's very interesting to see how President Biden is handling it. The difference between this administration and the last administration is there's no outwardly blowhardness. Okay, this is not brought up on a megaphone every day. It is kept much more calmer. I think most Americans probably appreciate that.
You know, it's hard to know whether they do. The normalcy of sort of things going on, diplomatic efforts are taking place. We don't hear about them as much, as opposed to somebody who was tweeting challenges to Russia or China, you know, at 4:30 in the morning when he woke up and couldn't get back to sleep. I prefer what we've got now.
Yeah, so do I. It's better on my blood pressure. I can tell you that. I don't know about
exactly.
I don't know about anybody else. You know, something. It's so interesting. I love to go to the BBC and take a look at their website, and they have a story on their website, and we are all talking about Epstein over here and his association with the rich and powerful over here, but the BBC has published a picture of Epstein and Maxwell. Pictured at the Queen's residence at Balmoral, and it has really raised a lot of eyebrows.
How did that happen? How did a man like that get into that world? There must be some huge amount of charm that he had to ingratiate himself with so many powerful, prominent, wealthy people, all of whom are as nervous as heck as his former second-in-command, Ghislaine Maxwell, is on trial now down in New York at the Southern District. It's the pictures are coming out, the raunchy and racy testimony of young girls who were recruited at the age of 14, and yet this guy is flying around the world with presidents, former presidents, titans of industry, and a member of the English monarchy, I guess, offering up little girls.
Pretty amazing. And I just have to notice that Boris Johnson and Carrie Johnson, they had a baby girl. And one of the lawmakers in Britain yesterday made an interesting comment about Boris Johnson. He may well know how to win elections, but he certainly doesn't know how to run a country.
Well, I guess that's true. Democracy isn't neat and pretty. And, as we've seen, as they see, elections matter, and people's voices do count at some point. It's for me, it's fascinating. Looking back on this year as a whole, and it seemed to me it's almost like the year of the crackpot, where crackpots got a larger voice than they surely should deserve.
Yeah, well, we're heading into the holiday season, and is this a time where you get a chance to take some time off, or does your schedule keep you busy right through this holiday period?
I could tell you I have not been more busy working on a couple of documentaries for HBO. We've got something, we're going to do a documentary on Kyle Rittenhouse, Truth and Lies, what really happened there, all the misinformation and disinformation, plus a lot else going on. So it's a busy time. I'm always, it's a good time to take a drive through the Sharon Green and just catch a breath and look how beautiful that is.
Absolutely. Brian, have a good week. We'll speak to you next week.
You too. Talk to you next week.
Take care. Brian Ross and Real News here on Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.